I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
Bonsoir et bienvenue dans I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 129. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Peter. Good evening, everybody, every listeners and listeners, woman, listeners, boy listeners, and woman.
Boys, man, woman thing. And just turn my microphone off a bit. Can I hear myself? Yes, I can hear myself, sort of. We have a special album show for you tonight because again, Kevin and I are busy, busy boys this summer. So we apologize for not being here in person, but we have a very, very classic album from 1980 by, as listeners will know, one of mine and one of your favourite bands.
Course.
Yeah. Killing Joke. Jazz Coleman on lead vocals and Paul Raven on bass, who is sadly dead, and Youth.
Youth on the bass. Paul Raven come in the band later.
And then he died later.
Yeah. And Youth is in the first record. There is Paul Ferguson on the drums and Jordy Walker on
guitar. So Paul Raven came after Youth, but then Youth came back.
Yeah, because so Youth is the first, is one of the former members.
Yeah, the founder band. Members of the band. Yeah. So it's Killing Joke, and the album is Killing Joke. And as you will know, I remember going to see Killing Joke back in 1980 and listening to all these tracks and pogoing and sweating with thousands of other people. So we hope you have a really good pogo to this record.
Yeah, of course.
The album kicks off with the first track on the album is Requiem. And we'll talk to you again in a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy side A.
Time.
So that was Killing Joke, side A of Killing Joke, with Bloodsport, the last track. Requiem, War Dance, Tomorrow's World, then Bloodsport. And
it's fun just because this first record by Killing Joke for me is like the Metal Box by Pete. It's an incontournably very important post-punk record.
Absolutely.
Because there was punk bands, Sex Pistols, and after post-punk band like Peel, and Killing Joke began as a punk rock band.
Yeah, it's hard to think of somebody else, for me anyway. I mean, maybe you can think of somebody else, but post-punk bands, Killing Joke were the only one for me that carried on the true energy of punk into a different kind
sound.
Of vibe, different sound, yeah. Almost heavy metal in places, very heavy, but very angry and with a lot of political points to make. So yeah,
and also electronic stuff inside with the keyboard.
Yeah, he was a wonderful person to watch, Jazz Coleman. You know, he just stood behind the keyboard. He very rarely came out from the keyboard, but he was still so intense. Mm. You know, really angry-looking face. You know, just one finger on the keyboard.
Boom, boom. Yeah, boom, very good.
Okay, side B of Killing Joke.
We'll be right back. den Auszügen des Indirekt deutlich gemacht, dass sie nach wie vor an dem Treffen interessiert ist, in der Verschiebung keine Krise der deutsch-deutschen Beziehungen sieht und die Äußerung Honeckers in einem Interview, dass Reiseerleichterungen für DDR-Bürger erst dann möglich werden, wenn man die DDR-Staatsbürgerschaft anerkenne, nicht den Charakter einer aller blockierenden Vorbedingungen hat. So jedenfalls muss man die Art und Weise interpretieren, in der die eigentliche Nachrichtenagentur ADN über die jüngsten Äußerungen des Bundeskanzlers zu seiner angesagten Reise berichtet. Thank you.
Nachrichtenagentur ADN über die jüngsten Äußerungen des Bundeskanzlers zu seiner abgesagten Reise berichtet hat. Seine Verärgerung über die abrupte Absage hatte Honecker zuvor durch seinen britischen Verleger Maxwell kundtun lassen, der...
Great. That was the end of the Killing Joke, the album. But we have special things for you. We're not just playing you the album Killing Joke. We are also going to play you their first ever release.
Mm.
So the album was the first album, but their first release was an EP.
Yeah, called Turn to Red, which, you know, the typical kind of mask.
Yes.
And they use a kind of mask in some covers after, who seems to represent jokes, I think.
Yes.
Like a joker.
Like a joker, like a masquerade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cover of the Killing Joke album was very interesting as well. Yeah. It's a
black and white picture.
Black and white picture. It's a picture of people in Northern Ireland escaping from tear gas fired by the police. Just before, you know, Bloody Sunday, just before Bloody Sunday, this picture was taken. So in the time in Northern Ireland when the troubles were really very, very big, you know, lots and lots of bombs and fighting and soldiers shooting people. So they were a very, very political band. So we carry on now with Turn to Red, the Turn to Red EP, three tracks from that.
Who sounds really dubby.
Yeah, this is very, very dubby, yeah. Cool. Turn to Red.
Bodies, 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 b
Nervous System, Turn to Red first, and then Nervous System from the Turn to Red EP by Killing Joke. We have one more track for you tonight, and it's kind of like a message I like to say to people. Are you receiving me? Are you receiving? Do you get the message?
Do you get the message? Do you get the I wish I was a punk rocker message?
That's right, the I wish I was a punk rocker message. Get on the streets. Get on the streets. There's a strike in England tomorrow. You heard about this strike? They're striking. I don't know how many people are going to come out, but it's a climate change strike. People out on the streets marching. Get on the streets and march. Okay, we hope you've enjoyed this album and the EP by Killing Joke. And we look forward to being with you live in 2 weeks' time to celebrate 5 years of I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
Yeah.
Join us then. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.